South Sudan's aviation industry is under scrutiny after at least 4 crash landings in Upper Nile State this year. Captain Samson Ohide Halomoro, Secretary of South Sudan's Pilots Association, says the country has no aviation laws that control companies offering air transport.
The regulations of South Sudan Civil Aviation have not been passed by the Parliament. The Act of Civil Aviation actually is the one that will give powers of the regulation of South Sudan Civil Aviation to be used in order to advise on safety side of the world operations of the planes. Most of the planes, they have been controlled by their civil aviation, especially the countries of registration. We really hoping that we had last time that the thing was already just reached the start reading, but we are now asking when is it going to come out for it to be signed into law. Because without regulations, there will be no safety officers here. We really need the country to push for the laws.
In August 2024, a World Food Program plane crash landed without its landing gear at Malakal Airport with 35 passengers on board. One passenger who was on board that flight, Ayai Dengtir, says the crew was not professional.
There were people who panicked, but most of us were resilient. So what we were doing at the Sadafi was talking, listening to some music and even videos, because the crew members were the one affected mostly more than us. They were not talking, even in the plane. So we were doing some sort of Sadafi, joking and all this. So that one was actually making a great calm to the other people who panicked.
Malek Ball, who witnessed the plane crash land, says he was wondering how the plane would land without landing gear.
The plane land down like this.
Is it? The pieces will come back to us also. So we run first and then we come back. Huh?
Our hand was just in our head. And then when it is a soft like this, you see, thank God. We were the first people who were celebrate for the life of those people who are inside.
Bol Majokluwal, acting director of Malakal Airport, says a committee is investigating the causes of repeated plane crashes at Malakal Airport.
All these 3 incidents of plane crash, there is no fault in the airport or something within the airport leading to this incident. What we can say is that it might be a technical fault or problem from the plane or captain. Answer to these questions will only be clear if investigation committee dig deep and come out with their findings.
World Food Program released a statement on August 9th confirming that all 35 passengers aboard the flight from Aban survived the crash. The UN agency said the World Food Program and the commercial operators were working together to get to the bottom of what happened. For VOA News, I am Amira Bramcourt, reporting from Upper Nile State's capital, Malakal.